Hey everybody, good. Having a good weekend. It's been beautiful weather. The daffodils and flowers are starting to bloom, and springtime is around the corner. It makes me happy. Let's start talking about the week ahead. First thing, thank you so much for everything you guys have done over the Open, Sandy and Riley and all the coaches. Seems like it's going pretty good so far. We have one more Open this Friday. And we're going to be doing our gym potluck this coming Friday, the 14th. I believe it'll be 6:30 to 8. So keep pushing that, guys, in all of your classes. Even if people aren't working out, we'd love them to come, enjoy some food, bring some food, and just have fun with the community and enjoy being around each other. So that's kind of the big one for the week as far as announcements go. Theme for the week. I have no idea what the theme for the week is. So we'll stay posted on that. I'm sure Riley and Sandy will get that out. It might even be on social media already. For workouts, week's going to be pretty similar structure-wise to the last couple weeks. We're going to be looking at some back squat strength stuff on Monday, some bench press strength stuff on Wednesday. Tuesday, we'll be doing some Olympic lifting, clean and jerks, and some upper body density. It looks like Thursday will probably be another, wait for it, kind of longer. Yeah, it looks like we got a 5-round workout, 400 meter run, some weighted step ups, some toes to the bar, and some wall walks. So again, pretty similar. I want to give another shout out to Sandy and Riley. I've got to coach some of the evening classes a little bit more the last couple of weeks, and that's been kind of fun. But I sat down with Mike, Alyssa's husband, I don't know how to say their last names, for a goal review, and he's having a really good time. He finally said the other week he had a workout where it just kind of felt like everything clicked, like he's moving way better. Just loves being at the gym. Feels like he learns something every time he's in it. And he's been getting a lot better at going upside down again. He kind of hurt himself when he was at CrossFit OC. So great job, you guys. I think we're doing a good balance of right not pushing people and allowing them the space in the room to be comfortable with their workouts while still right encouraging them to get a little bit outside their comfort zone. Again, as a coach and as just kind of like a mindset and an idea behind CFF and our gym, right? Our goal is like we're gonna keep athletes around for so long that we don't need to change them in a day. We don't need to change them in a week or a month, right? We don't need to get them to their goals overnight because ideally, right, they're gonna be with us for 5 years, for a decade. I like to imagine, and you guys have heard me say this, right, that at some point, everyone at the gym is still going to be at the gym when they're in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. I think that'd be awesome. So just wanted to give you guys a shout out. You're doing super good. Culture at the gym's just awesome right now. Seems like everybody's happy. So keep plugging away with that. Like I said, let's try and hype up Friday for the potluck. Have a lot of fun with that. And then business as usual this week, guys. Thank you so much, as always, for all your help. And we'll see you around. Take care.